Back now with Day to Day. After months of negotiations, Republican leaders have agreed on a $70 billion tax cut plan. The House is expected to approve the deal today. The Senate will take it up later this week. John Dimsdale joins us from the Marketplace Washington Bureau. And John, give us some of the details in this agreement.
Well, it extends until the year 2010, the 15% tax rate for capital gains and stock dividends. That's been a high priority for President Bush, who says these lower rates, which have been around since 2003, have sparked new investment in the economy and generated growth and new jobs. It's strongly supported by businesses. The deal also extends a small business tax break for a year, and it keeps the so-called patch on the alternative minimum tax for next year. Without that, the AMT would start snagging millions of middle-class taxpayers. Congress can't seem to pass a permanent fix for this growing monster because it costs the government so much tax revenue. But it also means it gets harder each year to find a way to keep the AMT from making a lot of voters angry.
Well, John, the government is running a huge deficit, so how does it expect to pay for these tax cuts?
Well, essentially, this just adds to that. For at least the next 5 years, and maybe longer, to make up for some short-term revenue losses, the agreement implements what critics are calling a gimmick. It allows higher-income taxpayers to convert their traditional IRAs into Roth IRAs. To make that rollover from a traditional IRA, you pay a penalty up front, and that's counted as revenue for the government. But even with the penalty, converting is going to be a kind of attractive for most workers, because once your money's in a Roth IRA, all withdrawals in retirement are tax-free. But it's not necessarily good for the government's bottom line. Len Berman of the Tax Policy Center has calculated that in the long run, the government will lose $33 billion in order to achieve a short-term $6 billion revenue increase. Berman says overall, including the investment tax breaks, this week's deal is a good one for wealthy Americans.
Our estimate is that 94% of the benefits would go to the richest 20% of households, and 80% of benefits would go to the richest 10%. So it is another big tax cut for high-income people, and just like all the other tax cuts we've passed over the last few years, it's going to be paid for by our children.
And John, what is the likelihood that this package will pass?
Well, they've been working on this for almost a year, so presumably the leaders have counted noses. Under the budget rules in the Senate, there can't be a filibuster, so they don't have to come up with the 60 votes, just 50. Most Democrats are opposed, and at least one Republican senator has indicated she'll vote against. But it's been carefully crafted, and the leaders probably have the votes they need. Coming up on Marketplace, Israel's Orthodox community has lost its government subsidies, so many members are having to find jobs for the first time in their lives.
And we'll listen for that. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.